As you all may have noticed, we are all sitting here in a circle today. This circle was formed to represent our wholeness as a community, because a circle represents the closeness we feel and represents that we Bounders went to Boston representing this Boise UU Fellowship and carried our understanding of this congregation with us as we went along, and would like you all to feel as if you were there with us, which is why we sit in a circle with you. So take a moment to gather yourself here in this circle of community. Nothing else matters at this moment in time except what we are here to do today. Forget about everything outside of the circle for the time we share together. All that matters is our community as we share our experiences with you from Boston. And with these words, Michaela Howell will light the chalice of our free faith.
Share inspirations about Boston. So I was inspired by everything in Boston, which is why I decided I wanted to work as a publisher at the UUA, attend Harvard, ride the T everywhere, and occasionally just visit the duck boats for fun.
I was inspired to get to be in the same place as so many famous people who had done great things.
I was inspired by the Lucy Stone House because they all became one whole community.
I was inspired by their energy and excitement at the Arlington Street Church Pride Service.
I was inspired by how many people attended the Arlington Street Church Pride Service.
I was inspired by that there's more than just our community and that there's a lot more UUs in Boston than just us.
I was inspired about how many things in history had happened so close range on the Freedom Trail.
I was inspired by other youth who were also on the same trip as we were.
I was inspired by sitting in all the pews of famous people like Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Hello. My name is Ari Dingler, and I went to Boston this summer. Going to Boston was an amazing experience. There we were, us nine Boston Bounders, three mentors, and Emmy and Paul, all living in the same house. We stayed in Boston for a week, and our schedules crammed, everything from visiting various UU churches to going on the duck boat. It was an awesome experience that I will never forget. I think that going to Boston made me have a deeper connection with my fellow Boston Bounders and also deepen my Unitarian Universalist beliefs. One of my favorite things about Boston was going to a place called the Lucy Stone Cooperative Home. We ate a delicious dinner, and after that, everyone sat around in a huge circle. We sang songs together, laughing and talking, and everything felt so perfect. It was nice to be carefree and relaxed instead of facing the chaos that overcomes a lot of our normal lives. They also gave us a tour of the house, and they told us that some of the people who lived there weren't even UUs. I found this surprising, but it did make sense. After all, think of our church. Have you ever seen anyone discriminated against because of their religion, or for anything else for that matter? We accept everybody, and going to Lucy Stone deepened this realization for me. Another thing that was amazing for me was going up to the church tower and ringing the church bells. It was so cool thinking that the whole city could hear the song that I was playing. After all, there's nearly 700,000 people that live in Boston, and most of them heard my music. I just found the prospect of this thrilling, so this was a great experience for me. I also loved going to the Red Sox game. The stadium was crowded with energetic fans, and there were countless fans trying to sell food with crazy lines tailing off of them. I'll admit I don't know that much about baseball, but I still had a great time. My favorite part wasn't watching the actual baseball, though that was cool. The part I loved was being part of the crowd, something that you don't get to experience when you're watching sports on TV. Someone started the wave, and I was thrilled to watch it run across the stadium, and when it reached me, I had to stand up and do my part. To my excitement, it went around the stadium several more times before it sizzled out and died. But some of us Boston Bounders weren't ready for the fun to end. We tried and failed to start the wave again. Since that didn't work, we settled with screaming chants at the top of our lungs, much to the annoyance of the people sitting around us. We were even told by one woman that she thought we were adorable, but could we please be quiet? We managed to be quiet for a few short moments, and then that woman got the pleasure of hearing our voices again. Going to Boston was a great experience. I've made many new friendships I probably wouldn't have if it weren't for this trip. I also feel like going to Boston gave me a better understanding of what Unitarian Universalism is and what role it plays in my life. Before I went to Boston, I thought Unitarian Universalism was just a small, secluded religion. Sure, I knew there were UU churches in Boston, but I figured that they were just like us. Whenever someone asked you your religion, you'd have to grapple for an answer that they wouldn't even understand. But once I got to Boston, I realized that Unitarian Universalism was largely there. To my utmost shock and surprise, people actually knew what I was talking about when I told them my religion. UU churches lined the streets, and I realized that I was part of something larger than just my small community at Beef. I'm part of something larger than my state or my country or even my continent. I'm part of a worldwide community of Unitarian Universalists. I am one of them.
As some of you may know, my name is Emily, and I traveled to Boston this summer after fundraising all of last year with other Boston Bounders. In no way am I lying by saying that Boston was truly a life-changing experience that I will most definitely remember for the rest of my life. I remember landing at the Boston airport and experiencing a slight change in humidity and a sudden change in excitement. We met Emmy and Paul. Paul, of course, was wearing a gigantic yellow straw hat and had just lost his train ticket, while Emmy was wearing a tie-dye purple dress, like she is today, and we rode the T for the first time. In Boston, we deepened our Unitarian Universalist faiths by doing things like going to the Pride service at Arlington Street Church, afterwards playing Ode to Joy and the Bells, seeing the original Tiffany stained glass windows, and playing the organ. We went to Lucy Stone Cooperative Community and stated our pronouns before eating dinner on a blanket in their beautiful yard. Afterwards, we sat in a circle, not too different from the one we are sitting in today, and sang songs ranging from UU hymns to the Seven Principles song, and finally to some R&B favorites. Oh, and you can't forget the delicious ice cream they whipped out at the end. We also visited the brand new UUA headquarters and were amazed at how they had integrated some of the old aspects from the previous building with more modernized architecture and technology. Not only did we see these fantastic UU sites, though, we also did things like touring Harvard. Our guide, Natalie, was a UU Divinity student. Going to a Boston Red Sox game. In the packed stadium, we stood up and sang Sweet Caroline while eating foot-long hot dogs. Grabbing food at Quincy Market, and playing a cooking challenge at the house we rented in Jamaica Plains, which is like a community of families in Boston. So this cooking challenge really stood out to me because it truly strengthened our relationships with one another, both the Boston Bounders and the chaperones. Although Boston is such a big city, one thing I noticed was that the UU community is extremely tightly knit. Everywhere we went, our UU guides seemed to know one another. And that really made me hopeful that wherever you go, there are places with good people who genuinely welcome you. We were all incredibly taken aback when we discovered how massive this faith community truly was. The beautiful UU churches towered over our heads and could be found on basically every block. When we visited Salem on a ferry, we toured a church which was built in the 1620s, giving us physical evidence of the prominent Unitarian Universalist history. One moment that I found mind-blowing was when I spotted a woman at Pride wearing a UU t-shirt. And it instilled the sense of hope inside of me that we are not alone in our religious endeavors, and that UU isn't a term just to describe a small hippie church in Boise, Idaho. On this trip, we were also educated on American history during the Black History Tour and Freedom Trail, seeing things like Paul Revere's grave and where the Boston Tea Party took place. Although these particular events were quite strenuous, at one point we walked 14 miles in one day, the Boston experience definitely wouldn't be the same without them. Finally, all the hard work fundraising paid off, and we are extremely grateful for this community's generosity. True Things, which played at the Pride service.
I'm not the clothes I'm wearing. I'm not a photograph. I'm not the car I drive. I'm not the money I make. I'm not the things I lack. I'm not the songs that I write. I am who I am. I am who I am. There are true things inside of me that I have been afraid to see. I believe. Help my unbelief. Would you say again what you said to me? That I am loved and I am free. I believe. Help my unbelief. I'm not the house I live in. I'm not the man I love. I'm not the mistakes I carry. I'm not the food that I don't eat. I'm not what I'm above. I'm not my scars and my history. I am who I am. I am who I am. There are true things inside of me that I have been afraid to see. I believe. Help my unbelief. Would you say again what you said to me? That I am loved and I am free. I believe. Help my unbelief. I am the choices I make. I am the way I laugh. I am the songs I sing. I am the love I feel from you. I am the love I share. I am my scars and my history. Failures and victories and my mystery. I am who I am. I am who I am. There are true things inside of me that I have been afraid to see. I believe. Help my unbelief. Would you say again what you said to me? That I am loved and I am free, I believe. Help my unbelief. To your love, I'm waking up. And your love, I'm waking up. To your love, I'm waking up. Afraid to see, I believe. Help my unbelief. Would you say again what you said to me? That I am loved and I am free, I believe. Help my unbelief. Would you say again what you said to me? I am loved and I am free, I believe. Help my unbelief.
of a turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist and directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on a shelf and eat good health, good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Yes, it's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Another turning point, a fork stuck in a road. Time grabs you by the wrist and directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. I hope you had the time of your life. I hope you had the time of your life. Cause it's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Hi, I'm Myla, and I was one of the Boston Rounders. When I first got on the plane headed to Boston, I was excited to be going to the foreign land of clam chowder, Boston baked beans, and all things socks. And Boston did not disappoint. From riding the duck boats, walking the Freedom Trail, and watching the Red Sox play, I loved practically every moment. But Boston was much more than just a fun experience. It helped me learn about Unitarian Universalism, my religious roots, and it made me realize that there are more UUs than the people who are part of our congregation. Boston was an incredible experience that I'm glad I got to be a part of. One of my favorite things that we did in Boston was going to the Pride service. It felt amazing to be part of a group of people who decided they were going to be themselves, say what they wanted to say, and would be brave, even if everyone didn't agree with them. The moment I saw the outside of the church, I knew I would love the service. There were plastic flamingos all across the yard and rainbow flags dotting the grass. Barbies in colorful dresses sat on the lawn, their faces smiling. When I got inside the church, I was greeted by the sound of the band singing catchy songs loudly and meaningfully. It was incredible to sing with them in the pews, belting out songs such as Brave and True Things. Another cool thing I did in Boston was the ferry ride to Salem. Me and a few of the other Boston Bounders would go to the front of the boat, stick our heads over the railing, and feel the salt water spray our faces. For extra credit, we would challenge each other to open our mouths for the salty water could get in. We also had fun walking around in the front of the ferry, trying to keep from falling on the unstable boat, spreading our arms out wide on either side like we were actors in the Titanic. By the end of the ride, my sister, Ari, Emily, and I were all drenched from head to toe, tasting salt on our tongues and our hair wild and messy from the harsh breeze and water. Another place we went was Lucy Stone Cooperative, an intentional community where UUs live together as a group. They had cooked a vegan dinner that we ate in their backyard. While discussing our shared religion,
Next, we got a tour of the house and learned how they live together and make decisions. They told us that they each got assigned chores that they must do, like cooking, cleaning the dishes, and tidying up after a meal. When they had to make decisions about house innovations or sustainability, they each get a few dot stickers and they vote for which idea they think is best, majority winning. It's very interesting to hear how all these different people and personalities combine to live together. But my favorite part of the night was when we all sat around their table, eating ice cream and singing songs, the only light coming from the candles that were illuminating the room. I felt a very strong sense of community while sitting there and was disappointed when we had to leave Lucy Stone. Boston was amazing in so many ways, one of them being how it deepened my UU roots. Before Boston, I hadn't realized that Unitarian Universalism was a religion was so prominent and a religion so many people identified with. But in Boston, every block there would be a UU church, which was very surprising, coming from Boise, which has only one UU church. All in all, our trip to Boston was filled with happiness, fun, and community. I'm very glad I am a UU and that I got a chance to go to Boston with the great chaperones and youth. I enjoyed every day and have made some great memories that will last a lifetime. This incredible trip taught me about my religion, helped me deepen my friendships with the other youth, and was one of the best weeks in my life.
Alrighty, so on that note, I have to say that one of my most vivid memories from Boston was riding the T train, where we saw two men who were trying to balance while it was moving, and if they held on to anything, they got their hand slapped. And, well, let's just say that we tried that many, many times, and at first we really did really, really bad. But after that, by the end, we were pretty stellar at it, I have to say. But in Boston, I was personally amazed at the awareness of our religion. It was the first time that I had been asked what religion I am, and when I answer Unitarian Universalist, people don't say, "What's that?" Instead, they knew exactly who we were. In those moments, I really understood just how big our religion really is. I think that we as a fellowship should try to draw from that and reach out as Unitarian Universalists in the community of Boise, Meridian, and beyond. Oh, jeez, where am I? Social media could be a part of that as well, like we just did. I think that we should make ourselves known as a multi-generational community. And, a multi-generational fellowship that does some really cool things. This way we can achieve what I felt in Boston, and that is that we are all part of something very, very special, and that this is a thriving religion that is not dying down. We know exactly who we are, and I feel that everyone else should also know who we are, and that is something that I personally took away from Boston. Thank you. Okay. And to close the service today, we are doing something a little bit different, where we will share something, us Boston Bounders will share something that we really love about Unitarian Universalism. And then we will open it up to you guys in the congregation to share out things that you guys think are very, really awesome in our religion.
UU is unique.
No matter if we agree or differ in our opinions, we still are grateful to each other.
Although we are all different individuals, differentiating in personality and morals, we all come together in this holy place, and we worship together.
I love our community, sense of community, and how we all come together.
I love how inclusive of a community it is, and how we don't discriminate against people, even if they don't. If they have a different religion than us, or if they're different.
I love how we have a ton of different personalities and ideas, but we accept everyone.
I love how welcoming the UU church is.
I love how that no matter how anyone is different from everyone else, we accept everyone.
I love how supportive we are of each other in anything that we do. We're always there for each other.
And now you don't need a microphone, you can just say something out into the congregation about something you love about Unitarian Universalism.
Amen. We are a sanctuary.
As we wrap up and leave our time together, reflective of what our Unitarian Universalist identity and heritage mean to us, inspired by the words of our youth and their desire to want to bring Unitarian Universalism and expand it further out into our communities in the Treasure Valley, let us sing one more time together the song Sanctuary as we all close our worship time.
Love, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Living sanctuary of love. Go in peace.